भागवतम क्लास की जय श्रीमद वैष्णव बिंद की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गौनिताय भगवान विरासम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय भागवतम क्लास की जय श्रीमद वैष्णव बिंद की जय गाय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग लॉर्ड गोस्ट श्री Hare Krishna, welcome to ISKCON Alachua Temple, Bhagavatam class. So today we are serving First Canto, Chapter 6, Text 11, 12 and 13. The chapter is titled by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada as Conversation Between Narada and Vyas. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirae Nasya Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishaki. So we begin 11. Spitan Jana Padanscha Tatra Pura Grama Brajakaran Heta Karvata Bhapischa Banani Upabanani Cha. Translation: After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, villages, animal farms, mines, agriculture lands, valleys, flower gardens, nursery gardens and natural forests. Purpose: Man's activities in agriculture, mining, farming, industries, gardening, etc., were all the same scale as they are now. Even previous to the present creation, and the same activities will remain as they are, even in the next creation. After many hundreds of millions of years, one creation is started by the law of nature, and the history of the universe repeats itself practically in the same way. The mundane wranglers waste time with archaeological excavations without searching into the vital necessities of life. After getting an impetus in spiritual life, Sri Narad Muni, even though a mere child, did not waste time for a single moment with the economic development. Although he passed towns and villages, mines and industries, he continually went on to progressive spiritual emancipation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the repetition of history which happened some hundreds of millions of years ago. As it is said herein, only the most important factors of history are picked up to be recorded in this transcendental literature. Very nice. Well, चित्रधातु विचित्राधीन इव भग्न भुज ध्रुमं जलाशयं चैव जलान् नलिनी सुरसेविता चित्रासने पत्र रात्रे दिभ्रमाद् भ्रमरस्या. I pass through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals like gold, silver and copper, and through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers fit for the denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. 13. Nalabenu saratanva kusha kichaka gohvaram eka evatiyatoham adrakasham vipinnamaha घोरं प्रतिभाकारं व्यालो लोकाशिवर्जिरम्. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I then passed along through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, twigs and cakes, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark, and dangerous, fearful forests, which were the play years of snakes, owls, and jackals. Purport. It is the duty of a mendicant, Paribrajakacharya, 5 years old, Narad Muni, to experience all varieties of God's creation by traveling alone through all forests, hills, towns, villages, etc. To gain faith in God. This is the goal. See how perfect, complete purport Prabhupada writes. To gain faith in God and strength of mind, as well as to enlighten the inhabitants with the message of God. A sannyasi is duty bound to take all this risk without fear. And the most typical sannyasi of the present age is Lord Chaitanya, who travelled in the same manner through the central Indian jungles, enlightening even the tigers, bears through the central Indian snakes, deer and elephants and many other jungle animals. In this age of Kali, sannyas is forbidden for ordinary man. One who changes his dress to make propaganda is a different man from the original ideal sannyasi. One should, however, take the vow to stop social intercourse completely and devote life exclusively to the service of the Lord. The change of dress is only a formality. Lord Chaitanya did not accept the name of sannyasi, and in the age of Kali, the so-called sannyasi should not change their former name, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, devotional service of hearing and repeating the holy glories of the Lord is strongly recommended. And one who takes the vow of renunciation of family life need not imitate the Paribrajakacharya like Narada or Lord Chaitanya, but may sit down at some holy place and devote his whole time and energy to hear and repeatedly chant the holy scriptures left by great acharyas like the six Goswami of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is such a beautiful purport.
Om jnana timirandhasa
Nanjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Padam Hayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Vanchakalpa Purvesha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So here, three verses shows how Narad Muni's vision, perception towards Krishna has developed. This is called sadhan bhakti. This is what we are practicing every day. So Narad Muni came to conclusion, you will see later, that material opulence is like a fever. Mundane people misunderstand this. By the mercy of, Narad Muni himself says, I saw my mother's death, detachment from the world, my temperature of material disease, as Prabhupada wrote it, gradually diminished. This is Narad Muni's own opinion. And spiritual health is obtained step by step. This is called sadhan bhakti. We should, while we are discussing this, maybe we can all check our pulse, spiritual journey pulse, that if it is where we are and what are the results supposed to be, Narad Muni, as he mentioned. This material world, previously and now, as Prabhupada says, are same history, repeats itself. But then Prabhupada put, material wranglers waste their time with excavation and archaeology without searching for the vital necessities of life. Beautiful purport, beautiful purport. This one purport is enough to go back home. And then Prabhupada writes, I saw plenty facility but did not fall for it. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, four verses are connected together with the following general structure. leaving behind the inhabited areas, I continue walking and saw large forest. Forest is mentioned as that you can concentrate, and in that concentration, abeshutu agam hitta bahuvato gatim gata. When you concentrate on God, He actually reveals. There are three types of knowledge: acquired knowledge, realized knowledge, and revealed. Revelation. Acquired, anybody can do it, which is important to get guided by the scriptures, by hearing. But when we apply that knowledge, it's become realized. And through the cultivation of sadhana bhakti, when we concentrate and focus on the Lord, then Lord reveals. That comes with the bhava or mood. Recently we are doing the seminar of Prahlad Maharaj, that how Prahlad Maharaj made all the boys pure devotee, because his bhava was tainted on his expression, what he has realized. And this combination is called revealed. Lord revealed Himself through that. So that is required. Here Narad Muni is saying, what we look for in the world is not to be found in the world. It's interesting. These verses, this chapter itself is enough for anybody from any level to become Krishna conscious. Narad Muni is very nicely explaining that we look for in the world is not to be found in the world. We all are innately pleasure-seeking. Prabhupada put this in a purport. Jiva sukhan nesi. It got stuck with me for decades. Pleasure-seeking by nature. In our quest for pleasure, our senses constantly look for enjoyable objects. This is my own observation in my life. Seeking such objects, people travel from the city to another, one country to another, as I came from Mayapur to America. It's the same purpose. I don't feel shame about it, but I can relate what Narad Muni is expressing. It's happening in all of our life. One continent to another, yet pleasure eludes everyone. This is evident from the sobering truth that even celebrities who have the best sense objects are still depressed, addicted, even suicidal. Badri Narayan Maharaj just sent me an email. I was just reading it. It was like a very surprise. And so true what we are seeing. This Bhagavatam is like a practical sadhan bhakti path to attain love of God. Why? The question comes, why do the sense objects not deliver the promised pleasure? I mean, I was married, I had a business and everything. Because everything in this world, including the most attractive sense objects, as Prabhupada said, as Krishna says, his own opinion, are all temporary and can at best offer us temporary pleasure. Hari Bol. This is what I felt, and this is what I hope everybody is feeling the same. Whereas we all are looking for eternal, lasting pleasure. Specifically, the pleasure of lasting love. We want to feel loved and offered. We all long to love and be loved and do so forever, not 10 years, 20 years. Such lasting love cannot be found in this temporary world. This is Narad Muni's opinion. Then, where can it be found? That question also I ask myself. At the eternal spiritual level of reality. Bhagavatam explains that we are eternal spiritual being and are parts of the supreme spiritual being, Krishna. Meant to delight in immortal love for Him, in that love is longing for happiness perfectly and perennially fulfilled. Nothing in this world, however good looking, can replace Krishna, can it? No. If you look at Radha Shyam Sundar, you will agree 100% through the webcam. That is why we need to redirect our longing from the world to Krishna. While focusing on Him, if the world distracts us, we can remember the eye-opening Bhagavatam insight. Whatever is attractive in this world, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10:41, Jagjat Vibhuti Mat Sattam Srimad Urjitam Evava Tattat Abhagacchattam Amatejam Sa Sambhava. So we say the immense is God in the nature. This is what Narad Muni is experiencing. And transcendental is God beyond the nature. So Krishna is so kind. He connects both in our sadhana. What is this Krishna consciousness practice, sadhana bhakti is? Because it connects our consciousness with Krishna. That is the main focus. Whatever we do, am I connecting with Krishna to please Him? Through Prabhupada. Don't go directly to Krishna. Through Prabhupada. Safer. Through your Guru. Giving us glimpses of His supreme sweetness. Enriched with that taste, we can see the world's attractive objects. Not as independent sources of pleasure, but as pointers towards their all attractive source. When we, Hare Krishna devotees and Alachwa, myself including, when we devote to Krishna with increased conviction, I love that word, we rise to spiritual consciousness to relish forever the happiness we have been seeking for lifetimes. But it requires little dedication and everyday endeavor with faith, then guaranteed, I'm sure you all are experienced. It says in Bhagavatam that if you glorify another devotees, if you see some devotees more advanced, guna adhikam mudam lipshat. Guna adhikam mudam lipshat means, if you see other devotees' glory and their advanced stage, if you can focus, if you feel, you check your heart, do you feel happy to hear the other's glory, devotional quality? That's one. Three things you have to do. Second is, what's that verse? Guna adhikam mudam lepshet anuprasham guna adhama. And if you see somebody is deprived from that nectar of Krishna katha, Krishna's quality, Krishna's personality, such attractive, then do you feel compassion to share with that person or uplift that person? Then, samanat anvichchan. Guna samanat. If you see somebody is equal, are you eager to have a friendship, conversation to glorify other Vaishnavas and Guru Krishna? If you do three things, Prabhupada translate on that verse, not ape abhivashyate, you will not suffer ever in this world while you are practicing sadhana. And I needed it, and I see it, it really works 100%. So last few speakers on this chapter, Mother Madhumati, Nagaraj Prabhu, in this chapter, everybody is glorifying Narad Muni's position, character, qualities. So yesterday I was trying to make a list, and I was going to search in Vedabase. So I found few things I would like to share with you. What's the time now? 8:34. Okay. I asked that question, who is Narada? First point I made, I think 17 or 16. Let's see. 17. I just put actually this morning. So first thing I ask, who is Narada? First question. The word Narada, da means giving in Sanskrit. You break down. One of the most prominent sage in Vedic literature, that he travels throughout the universe awakening love for the Lord by giving Lord to others. You follow? Narayan da, one who gives the Lord to others, that's called Narada. That's the first point. In order to develop Krishna Prem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come not alone. Srila Prabhupada said, we should not chant Hare Krishna without chanting Panchatattva first to Loknath Maharaj. And chanting Panchatattva without offense. Chanting Hare Krishna, there may be offense, but Panchatattva, there is no offense. So anyway, whole conversation went very sweet. And there is a beauty about this Panchatattva. Love of Godhead is complete nourishment, inner nourishment. Everybody is looking for love. That's true. And Mahaprabhu came to give. Question may arise, am I eligible? Yes, because of Narad Muni. He came as Sivas, and Prabhupada writes, he is the origin of Tatastha Jiva. That we belong to a potency, Narad Muni is the origin of that. And he allows us to get in Krishna consciousness by his mercy and guarantees us to attain. Even Mahaprabhu apparently dismissed not to distribute to everyone in Sivas Thakur house, but Sivas Thakur allowed everybody to come. If you look at in Sivas Thakur house, Narad Muni's house, as in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, who was qualified? The Muslim guy? Muslim tailor, he was sitting there. First of all, Muslim, they don't drink. But this guy had a bottle of wine. Can you imagine in front of Lord Chaitanya and Sivas and all these pure devotee of eternal association, this Muslim guy comes. But he has no qualification. Plus, he's drinking wine while he's teaching the devotee's clothes and deity's clothes. Unbelievable. In Alachua, we don't see that. Deity dress, those are making the dress, they're like advanced or somewhere. They are very pure. But this Muslim guy is doing. So, as per qualification, he has nothing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not look for it. He saw that he has an interest to serve Mahabhagavat Sivas. So this is a key point. If we can have the desire to serve Prabhupada, to please him, we have a ticket right there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glanced at that Muslim and he started dancing. And he said, I have seen. Sivas came out. Prabhu, what is going on? I never saw a Muslim guy. He's working for me for many decades, stitching clothes for my family, children. He had a son. And all this associate. But I never saw him dancing and chanting Krishna's name. And he drinks wine, but today he's dancing, chanting, and he says he saw Krishna. Mahaprabhu, out of humility, he says, oh, I don't know. But this Mahaprabhu gave him love of God. And he went to village made entire village Krishna consciousness, all the Muslims. They all started chanting dances. They forgot everything about other religious concepts. They felt to their heart the gift of Mahaprabhu through Srivas. What was the qualification of Dukhi Krishna? Radhanath Maharaj emphasized those so nicely. She had no qualification except assisting another devotee in Srivas house. When we serve under another devotee in the temple, Prabhupada's temple, anywhere in the world, we are eligible to get that love of God. She all of a sudden started crying for Krishna. Srivas Thakur wondered, how this happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, only Krishna knows, He is merciful. Of course Krishna is merciful, but without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we don't want to go to Krishna. Because not possible to approach. But Mahaprabhu doesn't take the credit because of his humility. Third point. I mean, this can go on and on and on. Third point. Lord Krishna's bhakti, because we are talking about Narada Muni. Lord Krishna's bhakti shakti abesh avatar. This is in Madhya Lila 20 chapter, text 369. Bhagavatam also 1.3.8. It's glorified that Narad Muni is the empowered incarnation and he is directly Shakta Besh Avatar who distribute bhakti. Who is Narada? That question. I made 17. So number 4. Prabhupada writes in 6.16.26, he is the father of devotional service. I love that. Prabhupada further refers to Narada as a father of devotional service. Then, Prabhupada also says in 6.3.20, Narad Muni is one of the 12 Mahajan. And if anybody hears Narad Muni, Hari Bol, please pay attention this chapter. I mean, whole everywhere Narad Muni is there as Nagaraj Prabhu glorifies him everywhere. He's one of the 12 Mahajan. What happens if you hear them? If you hear Narad Muni, Prabhupada translate. If by chance, is it by chance? Is it by mercy of Prabhupada? He said, if by chance one fortunately understand it, he is immediately liberated. Thus he returns home back to Godhead. Number 6. In Padma Puran, details of Narad Muni's life and teaching are recounted in the Narada Purana, Padma Purana and throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Number 7. Narad Muni is so advanced in his level of spirituality that in this text he is even sometimes called Bhagavan. Bhagavan you don't address to anybody. Prabhupada was angry when they addressed him Bhagavan in New Vrindavan. But in Bhagavatam, they address him sometime in those Purana, Narad Muni as Bhagavan. Of course, he is not a supreme enjoyer, Vishay Bhagavan, he is Ashray Bhagavan. Vishay Bhagavan has a 6 opulences, Ashray Bhagavan also has a 6 opulences. But this is in relation to delivered conditioned soul. Number 8. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, that of those sages among the demigods, I am Narada. Number 9, Narada is the original spiritual master, Prabhupada writes. As preeminent representative of God, Narad Muni is often considered the original spiritual master. This is in 6.5.22, Prabhupada writes. Number 10, in ISKCON when we joined, I had no idea. I heard about Narada in my childhood. I grew up my mother was a Vaishnavi, very nice, advanced, affectionate Vaishnavi. And so we heard about Narad Muni, but in ISKCON, devotees know that Narad Muni as the eternal spiritual spaceman. I never even heard that thing. I didn't even know spaceman those days in 77. Because he is described throughout the Vedic literature as a transcendental mystic who received from Krishna the ability to traverse the cosmos, delivering the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to sincere soul and instigating advancement on the spiritual path. Instigating may seem the wrong word to describe a celestial sage, but Narada is famous for pushing people to the limit, forcing them to take decisions that enable them to advance in Krishna consciousness. As I am reading, as I am thinking, few pastimes came, but if we have time, we'll discuss. Otherwise, we'll go to the next. Number 11, I saw, Narada also serves as an instigator. In Lord Krishna's pastime, one example occurred to me around the times of Krishna's birth. When the demon Kamsa hears a voice from the sky telling him that Devaki's 8th child will kill him, it is Narada who instills Kamsa with fear that any of Devaki's children might be his enemy. Narada therefore pursues Kamsa to kill all of Devaki's children. Narada does this to accelerate Krishna's appearance and enhance Kamsa's reputation as a demon, causing Krishna to eventually kill him and establish righteousness in society. This was all done under the Lord's mysterious internal potency. Later, Lord Krishna brought the children back to life. Another example of Narada's instigating powers is seen in his exchange with Princess Rukmini, to whom he elaborately describes Krishna's unsurpassed beauty and superlative qualities. What happened when she heard it? Hearing Narada's description, Rukmini becomes infatuated with Krishna, giving her heart to him in total surrender. She is thus unable to marry Shishupal, to whom she was promised by her brother and relatives. But Narada's meddling leads to the unfolding of an important episode in Krishna's manifest pastime. Shishupal is humble and Krishna kidnaps and marries Rukmini. In the fulfillment of her heart's desire, Rukmini serves Krishna as his loving wife in the spiritual world. Number 12. Yet another important episode Narada cites Vyasdev for not getting at the essence of Vedic knowledge in compiling the Vedic literature. Narada tells Vyasdev that the remedy is to describe in his writing the name, form, fame and pastimes of Krishna, because thus so the result being the Srimad Bhagavatam, the cream of ancient India scriptural legacy. On that topics, I want to just say a little more. On the order of his Gurudev, recently we are reading about it in the temple, and I was also contemplating that on the order of his Gurudev Devarshi Narada, the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam was given by Vedavyas as conclusion of his teachings. After giving the Vedas, Upanishad, Puranas, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, etc., the last gift of Vedavyas in the world of scriptures was Srimad Bhagavatam. And the message of the Bhagavatam is that beauty is above all, not knowledge or justice. Mercy is above justice. Affection, love, beauty, charms, harmony, these are above all. This absolute conception of the ultimate reality is in the Krishna conception. This was missing until Bhagavatam revealed by the mercy of Narad Muni. Number 13. Let's see. Number 13. Narad Muni is considered greatest of all philosophers. This is 1.13.40, Srila Prabhupada writes. There are different types of philosophers, and the greatest of all of them are those who have seen the personality of Godhead, have surrendered themselves in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Among all such pure devotees of the Lord, Devarshi Narada is the chief. Therefore, he has been described herein as the greatest of all philosopher devotees. Unless one has become a sufficiently learned philosopher by hearing the Vedanta philosophy from a bona fide spiritual master, one cannot be learned philosopher devotees. One must be very faithful, learned and renounced. Otherwise, one cannot be a pure devotee. Number 14, Narada is a bhakti physician. Because of the time, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It is on 1.3.8, you can read. Narada also, I calculated in the beginning, there was 100,000 verses revealed to Brahmaji. And 10,000 verses was given to Narada. Guess where 86,000 verses went? For the fruitive activities. And 4,000 given to the Kumaras. So Narad Muni established from that the bhakti yoga. After getting these 10,000 verses from his father. Then number 16, Narad Muni is a single-minded determination marks Narada as the perfect guru, spiritual master. Many great sages have taken shelter at his feet. I put some names, you can see. He is the spiritual master of who? Valmiki, the author of the Ramayana. Prahlad Maharaj, we just recently discussed. Dhruva Maharaj, the Prachetas, Chitraketu, who got the darshan of Bhagavan in 7 days. I wish it would happen to me or all of us. Mrigari, the hunter. Purnamasi, the Jogamaya of Krishna Lila in Vrindavan. And many other prominent personalities in Vedic history. Most important, he is the spiritual master of Vyasdev, often considered the model guru. For this reason, Narad Muni is the guru of gurus. And this morning I put another one, because I sing this song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He writes, Brahma Siva Narada Sruti Narayani Radhika Padaraja Apujaya Mani. Narad Muni every day meditate on Radharani's lotus feet. And that's how he got empowered to distribute bhakti. So because of the time, I'm going to narrate a little story of Narad Muni. You all know, but I love Narad Muni's involvement in Vrindavan. Just to... Beside this, who is Narada? This is just one question. And 17 points I narrated. There is the other question, like what are the Narad Muni's teachings? So I compiled some. Three levels, three lives of Narada. Three lives. And we discussed this. Mother Nanda Devidasi also explained that very nicely. Number four, how many Narada are there? Is there the one Narada? Well, Prabhupada gives a very hint on 7th canto, 10th chapter, that there is actually two pastimes of two different Narada exhibition. He is a sadhaka and siddha. Also, there is many other explanation given. He is in Dwarka, he is in Mathura, he is in Ramlila, he is in Krishna Lila, not necessarily the same Narada. Narada, one pastime is there. Once wanted to get married and Krishna gave him a monkey face. You probably heard that. That's a really funny story. And there is another article, I'm still writing. Narad Muni in Brajadham. Narad Muni in Brajadham as Naradiya Gopi, he himself in a gopi form. That's a beautiful pastime. Narad Muni fainted seeing this lady scaring my object of worship, Supreme God. And he's frightened. Narad Muni could not understand. He fainted. That was Mother Yashoda. Then Narad Muni composed a beautiful book. When Narad Muni became a Naradiya Gopi, he actually composed a book that Prabhupada translated half of it. It's called Naradiya Bhakti Sutra. Then there is a pastime of Lalita Sakhi was sitting in Radharani's place where Narad Muni liked to play this controversial feeling nourishment to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Narad Muni is a Madhumangal in his origin in Vrindavan. And the famous story, I'll see if I can read it. Narad Muni's headache is removed. Krishna's headache is removed only by the Braja Gopis' foot dust. Nobody else came to that level, including queens of Dwarka or the ladies who are Sadharani Rati category, lover of Krishna, including Narada, failed to remove Krishna's headache except the Braja Gopis' foot dust. Then Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Narad Muni established two things. The gradation of the highest recipient of Krishna's mercy and the sequence of spiritual abode. Gradation of spiritual abode. What is the highest? And he came to this point of Golok Vrindavan in Parokya Lila. Very nice. Then Narad Muni also broke the meditation of desperately looking for Krishna. The gopis were meditating as a yogi. It's a beautiful pastime. What is the result of moment of sadhu sangha? Narad Muni established this through his trickery lila. Another one, Narad Muni with Mrigari story in Madhya Lila chapter 24, Prabhupada quotes this many times. Narad Muni is interviewing his sister-in-law, the Maya Devi, and put her into illusion of the trap in her relationship with Shiva. It was a very funny story. Then Narad Muni also purified the biggest dacoits, mafia, ruffians, Ratnakar, Dasu, to Valmiki. He became Valmiki. But nobody thinks where he comes from. He was the unbelievable murderer. Narad Muni also woke up the Lord who left Dwarka, came to Vrindavan. Such a power of love, expression by his Bina. Narad Muni's transcendental traveling music instrument called Bina, the power of Bina. There are a few stories also. Narad Muni desired to experience Lord Krishna's illusory energy. That's really gave me an impetus. Forget everything, just be Krishna conscious. Such a beautiful pastime. Because of the time, you don't have. Then, Narad Muni made even animal as a disciple, like a snake. And we learned a lesson where Narad Muni taught him, don't bite, but make a hissing sound. So how to deal with the material world, in this world, with the karmis and others? Narad Muni taught us through that devotee, snake devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur found himself that apparently in the dream he writes it that he was kidnapped by Narad Muni and Jamaraj and Brahmaji in their court. Bhaktivinoda Thakur found himself chanting. So he said, this is real. And they asked him a question on Bhagavad Gita 9:30, the famous verse. And he explained very nicely. I did explain this once. And next one, Vidura's wife was feeding Krishna banana peel instead of banana. And Narad Muni, Vidura was kind of upset and he was bewildered. Why? He asked his wife, why are you doing this? But it was not her fault. It was her ecstasy. Narad Muni explained that through conversing with Krishna in their presence. It was so sweet. Narad Muni saw Supreme Lord came as a beggar to a festival where his glory is supposed to be distributed in a form of prasadam to everybody, but beggars and ordinary people are deprived of it. Narad Muni was shocked. He proved Narada that, I'll show you, you watch. And then he found out that, oh my God, that beggar that they actually deprived, don't want to get in the temple area to take prasadam, was Krishna himself. Narad Muni refused to honor prasadam from Mother Sita Devi and Lord Ram. There's the pastimes. Narad Muni also removed Vyas' sadness, as we are reading now. Narad Muni was testing Prahlad Maharaj's devotion. In Brihad Bhagavatam Mito, chapter 4 explains this. Narad Muni causes Hanuman against to fight with Ram when Ram about to kill a person. Narad Muni got cursed by Kalakanna, cannot live in any place more than a few days. So these are the few things, and this goes on, few things that I thought we can contemplate for whole day, whole night about Narad Muni. If there is any comments, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Yes. Text 11. Let me see. Pura. Pura is town. Pura means capital city according to Bhrigu. Grama, village, that place where Brahmanas and their serve. Braja, big farms. Braja means cowshed. Akaran, mineral fields. Akaran, mines, jewels. Kheta, agriculture, farming village. Kharbata, valleys. Kharbata means villages on the sides of mountain when village and town situated on river, mountain become fixed together as one, it is called Kharbata. Bati, flower garden. Banani, forest. Upabanani, nursery garden. Okay. I pass through hills, mountains full of reservoir of various, through tracts of land, with reservoir of water filled with beautiful lotus flower, feet the denizens of heaven decorated. After my departure, I passed through many flourishing metropolises, towns, village, animal farms, mines, agricultural land, valleys, flower garden, nursery garden, natural forest. So it's not in the translation. Or in the purport. Yeah, because Prabhupada is relating, connecting us to this, how to understand. Let's see. Man's activity in agriculture, mining, farming industries, gardening, etc., were all on the same scale as they are now. Yeah, that's what Prabhupada is saying. He included the industries. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Natat bhasyate surya na sasanko na pavaka. That in spiritual world there is no sun and moon light. Sunlight or moonlight you don't need. So in the translation Prabhupada writes, there is no sun, moon and electricity. So the question raised, And I remember even Chaitanya Charitamrita was saying, because Prabhupada actually is so practical, he finds the inner meaning of this. So here industries means all the industry we see. Prabhupada spoke about tire industry in Fiji. He was going on and on how heavily that in Fiji they are planting the rubber plant and they are building this industry motor just to have this tire. But in the desperate need, will the tire feed you? They give up this natural living, they just do artificial. So that's what... So here Prabhupada is giving the same concept. That what we look for in the world is not to be found in the world. So that's an inner conception. Outer conception is, whatever you have here, if it is natural, naturally supplied, and you can actually utilize this for Krishna consciousness, then you can use. Just like one industrialist from Canada, he came to Prabhupada and he told, Maharaj, I am suffering so much with my industry. So Prabhupada asked, what industry you have? He said, this steel, didn't give details, some steel. So Prabhupada says, okay, here is the young boy Gopal Krishna. That time Gopal Krishna Maharaj was a brahmachari. You can transfer the factory industry in his name, and this way you will be free from anxiety, and we can utilize the industry product to glorify Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be happy, we will be happy, and you will be free of anxiety. Of course, he didn't fall for it. He told Prabhupada, let me think. Prabhupada says, No, get his number and we will contact you. So industry proper did not ignore, but we are not fascinated. If you say what industry is talking about, that industry that already exists. This is Maya Sukhaya Paramudbahata, the industry. So we are not looking separately. Let's see, what else? Is there any other question? Oh, I have some here. Mother Madhumati, thank you Prabhu for Narada's glorification. You mentioned that there are maybe more than one Narada. Is Narada a post like Brahma? Narada, if you have, I'm sure you have Bhagavatam, 7.43, you can see Narad Muni, Prabhupada writes, there is a Sadhaka Narada and there is a Nitya Siddha Narada. Nityasiddha Narada cannot do cinema song, Prabhupada writes. And cinema song, I mean, do they say nowadays cinema song? But Prabhupada writes it, cinema song. And he was flirting with those girls, and the other demigod, they cursed him. Because it's supposed to be a sankirtan, not glorifying the other person. Sounds like a gurukuli here, sometimes, may do. No, they don't. They are wonderful. They sing so sweetly. But Narad Muni was acting like this. So there is a, you can see, there is a two Narada. And in, actually Padma Puran has a description more. What is the question? Narada is like a post. No, is there also a person? Person. Like Vyasdev is a post. So, but Vyasdev is also a person. But sometimes it says that Krishna comes. I think Nagaraj Prabhu found in Jiva Goswami's commentary in Sandarbha that this Vyasdev that wrote this Bhagavatam is actually Krishna, Vishnu Tattva, Krishna. So sometimes qualified incarnation takes that position. So both. Is a post and a person. Here from Mother Swaha, Mahaprabhu loved hearing Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj pastimes from Gadadhar Pandit. So this morning it occurs to me that Narada, phone is on. Just 1 second. So this morning it occurred to me that Narada Muni is the spiritual master of both of them, and very appropriately Narada Muni could instruct them both because he started devotional service at the age 5, like his disciple. Yes, very nice thinking. Yes, that is good. So that's one more. From Mother Ekadasi, Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Just before the class, you read a conversation between Sruta Kirti Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada about quarantine. Would you please explain the context of the conversation? This is not Sruta Kirti Prabhu, I believe this is Harishwari Prabhu. I got it from the GBC, they send me an email every day. GBC COVID-19 updates. Generally, I delete after I read the whole thing, otherwise it piles up. Every day, 1, 2 comes. If I find it, I'll send it to you. Context of that conversation. And you can actually click on that, probably it will take you to Harishwari Prabhu's book. Any other? No. Jai, thank you everyone for participating and allowing me to serve you all under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. And we'll end here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpataru Vishwakipasinna Vyachapati Dhanam Pavani Govishnu Pranamani.